AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Israeli military says its Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza has reopened after days of closure, but the UN says no humanitarian aid has gone through there, and there is no one to receive it on the Palestinian side after workers left during Israel's military incursion in the area. Gaza's vital Rafah crossing remains closed after Israeli forces seized it yesterday. On Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's testimony today was briefly interrupted.
And our security relies on American strength of purpose.
Our government supports Israel's genocide, sir.
33 people were arrested for pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the campus of George Washington University. Here's the AP's Haya Panjwani.
Police cleared a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at George Washington University and arrested demonstrators hours after dozens marched to the home of the school's president. D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says announcements were made to protesters to disperse.
Those who did not comply were arrested. A total of 33 arrests were made this morning for charges including unlawful entry, which is often called trespassing in other jurisdictions, and an assault on a police officer.
That audio is courtesy of WJLA. City officials were preparing to appear before Congress, but that meeting with the House Oversight Committee has now been canceled. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
An appeals court in Georgia has agreed to review a lower court ruling allowing Fulton County DA Fani Willis to continue to prosecute the election interference case she brought against former President Donald Trump. Trump and others in the case wanted Willis removed, saying her romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade created a conflict of interest. There is no testimony today in New York in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Lawyers for Live Nation have announced settlements in 9 of 10 wrongful death lawsuits over a deadly crowd surge in 2021 at the Astroworld Festival in Houston. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening mostly lower on Wall Street, threatening to end a four-day winning streak for the S&P 500. The benchmark index was down 0.4% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite was down 0.6%. Uber slumped 7% after reporting worse results for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Lyft revved 7% higher after topping expectations for profit and revenue. Most companies have been reporting stronger profits for the start of the year than had been expected. That and newly revived hopes for interest rate cuts have helped the stock market recover from a rough April. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note held steady at 4.49%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca has requested European Medicines Agency authorization for its coronavirus vaccine to be pulled. There has been concerns about its safety. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.